Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us at Catch Up with ChiroTouch, our new podcast series, where we talk about the state of the chiropractic profession, best practices and recommendations to manage and grow your practice, and share expert advice with a variety of guest speakers. I am one of your hosts, Lawrence Pepler. I'm the client success manager here at ChiroTouch, where I've been working for about 14 years and helping practices to get the most out of their practice management software. And today, I just couldn't be more excited to talk with Dr. Mark Student about ramping up your practices in this post-COVID climate. Now, for anybody who has tuned into our webinars or town halls, you may be familiar with Dr. Student's work and even his more impressive CV. He's the founder of the Academy of Chiropractic and specializes in PI practices, including how to earn PI referrals, proper documentation for PI cases, and teaching continuing education on diagnosis, MRIs, and other various topics. Dr. Mark, I know that this introduction barely does your experience any justice.
Let me just tell you my most important qualification. I'm a chiropractor. How easy is that? It's just simple. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here. I'm really excited to share a lot of the information and share what we're doing.
I think one of the questions that's on our listeners' minds, as we begin to open back up, what are some things doctors need to do in order to gain the confidence of patients while building their reputations?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, as we are opening up, and I call it opening day, and opening day has come in many states. First, we actually are holding a webinar, and it's going to be a 2-hour webinar, and through ChiroTouch, people can get that. But really, opening day and reopening and ramping up, first, it's about gaining confidence. So what you want to do is ensure that you create confidence by keeping social distancing in your office, by ensuring you clean off surfaces, wear a mask. A lot of people aren't. And the numbers are spiking all around the country. So wear a mask. And even if you're not quite sure if it'll help or not, it really will. But more importantly, you don't want to ostracize 50% of the potential population who won't come to you because they're weirded out because you're not. So at the very least, respect everyone's needs, wants, fears, reality, science, whatever you want to call it, it all needs to be respected. Because we're really not sure. And until it's 100% gone, we need to act as if. And that's important to gain a reputation as a responsible member of society and a comfortable place patients feel to go to. Many doctors are still wearing gloves or at the very least washing hands between patients, not allowing two chairs to be next to each other, a blank seat in the middle. And some doctors' reception areas are their cars outside. So everyone chooses something a little bit different, but we need to be responsible. But as far as reputation building go, and this is an open, Pep, it's an open-ended question, which I could take 6 hours. But really, it starts with compliance. Compliance, compliance, compliance. Because what you're doing with your patients and documenting on paper is reflected in your reports, which eventually primary care providers are going to see. Lawyers are going to say, and this is not a PI question. You know, it's a rookie mistake for everyone to think, oh, I only need PI documentation. It's a cash patient. That's a rookie mistake. You have one standard of documentation. And Pep, I'm sure you hear that all the time, right? It's not a PI case. I don't need to do this. Yeah, which is an error. You have one standard of documentation. You don't pander to a PI lawyer or a cash patient. You don't. That's the shortest way to have a licensure violation. And you have to be careful because the number one patients that report complaints are cash patients. And they don't have an insurance company to complain to, so they go to your licensure board. So you've got to have all your ducks in a row. And truthfully, I've worked intensely with ChiroTouch to ensure, and over the past year, and by the way, they didn't pay me a penny because I didn't ask for a penny. Because when we first engaged, I said, you folks can't afford me. You can't, and you really can't. But I wanted a good place for my clients, for my doctors that I consult, to have to go to on an EMR system. So I spent the better part of a year with your staff, Pep, and creating the Bullet Touch PI program, which really covers pretty much every financial class. But documentation is where you start. Because if you're dealing with a co-treating medical doctor or a lawyer, they're looking at your reports and it's building your reputation. And you are subject to the neurosurgical standard. I don't want you to be neurosurgeons, but if you look at the most respected medical provider in our space, it's the neurosurgeon. You will see nice typewritten reports. You will see review of systems, past history, social history. So the Bullet Touch PI program in an efficient manner covers that, and it covers it well. Now, is it perfect? No, because it's still an EMR system, but it's the best in the industry at the moment. And it's evolving over time with changes. And we've included our macro set in there, which are hundreds of both compliance and reimbursement macros. And a macro is a pre-templated paragraph that myself and Dr. Owens have spent the last 5 years creating. Now, we created it because, you know, through literature, and it's wonderful. Now, we both, I teach in 3 chiropractic colleges and 2 medical schools at various levels. So we have access to all these search engines and PubMed and Ovid. So we've given you a literature-based standard for the majority of these things, or at least an academic standard to ensure compliance and then reimbursement. But the way to start in ramping up is documentation. Because if your documentation is poor, eventually it's going to erode your reputation and destroy your practice. It's just real simple. From there, we look at things like, what are your credentials? How do you triage cases? You don't want to, and we don't have time for me to explain this, but you're not treating a case. If you focus on treatment, your practice is doomed to stagnate. You have to manage your cases. And patient management is the key. And by the way, I urge you to attend ChiroTouch's webinar that I'm doing for them. It's 2 hours, maybe a little bit more than that. But we delve extensively into case management. Where we're looking at MRIs, we're looking at connective tissue failure, we're looking at how to document things demonstratively to ensure that it's all there. Pep, without going through another 20 minutes of explanation, I'm going to end this one here on our podcast and go to your next question.
You talked about documentation, and we all know you were absolutely instrumental in helping us to create for our Bullet Touch program, the PI macro set that's specialized for a personal injury chiropractor's needs. Can you speak a little bit more about that set and what makes it so specialized for PI?
Well, what we've done, frankly, is we've taken the basic program and we've ensured that you've got everything that's required for every E&M level to ensure that the mechanism of injury and accident is you've got the appropriate macros in there. It's really about the macro sets available is what makes it appropriate for PI. Because we've created macros for things like causality, demonstrative bodily injury, persistent functional loss, all of the things that are required in a medical legal environment to tell the courts, which includes the lawyers, that you've got a complete report. Because if your report is deficient, you've got issues. And that's what the Bullet Touch, in a nutshell, it encompasses our macros, which covers the needs of the courts. And a court means the lawyers, the judges, the jury. It encompasses the entire thing, which gives you that flexibility to complete that document set.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, getting kind of back to that topic of getting these offices back up to 100%, what action steps can an individual doctor take to build their practice? And a second part to that is, can you give some examples of action steps that will endure throughout their careers and not just be short-lived?
You know, that is one of the best questions that I've ever been asked. You've got to have sustainable platforms. And over the years, I have become a business strategist. And that's important. And I don't only work in the chiropractic space. I work with hospitals, I work with hospital departments, I work with academic institutions, I work in large industries. And when we create a construct for a business, we want to look at that business and create sustainable platforms. About 12, 13 years ago, one of my family members had cancer. And you know, it was a typical family. You know, we were all in emotional crisis and, you know, scared. But being a doctor I am and being as relentless I am, I had to find the right doctor. Now, I live in New York, so I went from Boston to Washington. So if you can't find a doctor between Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, and you can't find the best of the best, you're in trouble. Because the best doctors, and I don't mean to be prejudicial, are, as a rule, located in these regions that are the most concentrated. And I found a doctor in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York City, who was, and the department was rated sixth in the nation, and this was the right person. And I got the right department, the right person. I called for an appointment, and they said, I'm sorry, can't get in for 6 months. I said, 6 months? They'll be dead. Six? You crazy? So I had to play the game. I had to go, who do I know who knew someone in Columbia, who knew someone in the department, who knew someone in that doctor's office, who knew someone who knew the secretary, and I had to work my way up the ladder. I mean, and it took me 2 weeks to work my way up the ladder every single day on the phone, and I finally got in to the right person. And thankfully, that person, you know, saved my family member's life, and I'm forever appreciative, and I mean that sincerely. But while I was going through that, it was a five-year battle to overcome the cancer, I said to myself, why aren't people running after chiropractors the same way I ran after that cancer surgeon? How come? Because that cancer surgeon was board certified and then certified in their subspecialty, and they taught in one of the most highly regarded teaching institutions, and they were published. I mean, they had all the right credentials. So we created the same type of credentialing process in our profession. So we created a trauma qualification, which you get co-credentialed through chiropractic academia right now. It's Cleveland University, Kansas City, and through the State University of New York at Buffalo School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. So you're getting credentialed through both chiropractic and medical academia. We've created a hospital qualification, a primary spine care qualification, an evaluation and management qualification, where you have formal credentials. And then what we did was we posted those on different sites. So we have at teachdoctors.com is our academic portal. At teachchiros, C-H-I-R-O-S, is our consulting portal where all the different qualification requirements are at. And then what we did is we started getting doctors credentialed. And then the next thing I know, I get calls. This orthopedic surgeon found me online. They saw my credentials. I got 150 referrals from them last year. In Virginia, this hospital system saw my credentials. I'm now on the board of the hospital. In Utah, there are five mountain hospitals, and the doctor in the valley of those mountains, there are five ERs, saw his credentials and spoke to him. And now he's the recipient of all five emergency rooms. I mean, I could go around the country up in Buffalo, New York, Austin, Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, you know, all over the country. This is occurring. And then medical specialists, neurosurgeons, orthosurgeons are speaking and working with our doctors and understanding that we're the solution to their problems and we're well-credentialed. Lawyers, it's just easy. It's just easy because there's something called voir dire, which is a credentialing an expert. And the lawyers know that when they look at your CV. So if you want to know, Pep, what can be done in your individual office, get credentialed. Now, our consulting program, and this is a plug, our consulting program teaches you how to use those credentials and get your referral sources to run after you. And you need tools. One tool is ChiroTouch, the Bullet Touch program. Without that, that's ground zero. Then the other tool is your coursework and your formal qualifications. But you start with the consulting side, which is the least expensive part, to learn how to build an infrastructure. Here's another business term. If you want to build a sustainable platform, you need a strategic business plan, and that starts with building an admissible infrastructure that is sustainable for the balance of your career.
Thanks again, Dr. Mark, for sharing your outstanding perspective on this topic with us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Catch Up with ChiroTouch. Again, I'm your host, Lawrence Pepler, and we'll be having a new episode every single week on Spotify, iTunes, and chirotouch.com/podcast. If you ever have any questions, feedback, or requests, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@chirotouch.com. We would love to hear from you.